Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today on the show, I think you'll agree, there's only one thing that can go wrong on Thanksgiving that's like too hard to come back from. And that actually happened to my mom on Thanksgiving. I decided to take my trip to the Cayman Islands. And of course, it came with a whole bunch of situations we'll need to discuss. Are you in your comfort era yet? I will recommend you get old people sunglasses. Plus, I want to know how you'd really feel if you opened up your holiday gift this year and your partner had gotten you this. It's a brand new Ask My Mom. All that today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? How are you? Welcome back to Certified Mama's Boy. I'm very happy that you were here, by the way. We have a lot to talk about today. This podcast is going to be a bit long. If you're new, hi, welcome. Glad to have you here. We're a podcast based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
There's literally only one thing that can go wrong to ruin Thanksgiving dinner, right? I mean, I would say like somebody, maybe their car breaking down. That might be something that'd be pretty hard to fix in the moment. But I would say what my mom went through for Thanksgiving is like the ultimate no-no. Like almost anything else can go wrong and Thanksgiving can go on, right? But I think that you guys literally had the one singular thing that could ruin a Thanksgiving dinner happen. Like, I don't even know the odds of this, but
for
it's not
sure.
Good. What happened?
The oven wouldn't work. I have two ovens in my house.
Yeah.
And neither of them work.
You have like six ovens in your house, don't you?
Well, I have two stoves, have two ranges, and I have a toaster oven. So neither of the ranges worked. And, you know, it was Wednesday, and we were going to celebrate Aunt's birthday, your brother's husband, on Wednesday night. And so I was going to bake him a cake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got all the stuff out, and I was just, you know, I turned on the stove, and nothing came on.
Like, was it a power thing or a heat thing? Did it start clicking and everything or no?
No, it just did nothing. No. Now, the top of the stove works. It's just the oven that doesn't work. So this has happened before.
Yeah. Okay.
So and it was a computer
the day before
problem.
Thanksgiving, you'd the, still think mm-hmm. it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, trying to get somebody to come on the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Forget it. So they're coming on Monday today. But anyway. What we did was
hang on, because actually when my parents have a huge house, to be fair. How many square feet your house? I mean, it's like it's massive. You could fit like 17 families in the house.
4,000
square feet. Okay, big. Yeah. So my family's house also, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but they also have an attached apartment. You know, I have to always stay in like the crappy basement, right? but there's this whole other like side to the house above the garage. It's like its own separate apartment. Right. And in that apartment, it has like a stove. It's got a whole kitchen in there, like a full kitchen, refrigerator. We're talking like just a normal kitchen, everything you'd need right upstairs. You think you'd be able to go right upstairs and be able to use that.
That's what we thought. Well, we had the gas turned off about 6 or 8 months ago because the carbon monoxide detector kept going off. We could never figure out what was wrong. And so we just had the gas, you know, turned off. So we called the gas company to come and light that oven, right?
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure really how to do it. Well, the guy came out here and he said, oh, you don't need gas for your oven. Your oven's electric.
Oh
great. No
Wait, problem. This is on Wednesday as well?
Yeah.
This is on Wednesday. So then you're like, okay, plan A is not working. Downstairs stove's not working.
No.
Oven's not working. It's okay. We can go use the upstairs one.
Correct.
You call the gas company to come turn it back on.
Correct.
Guy comes out. I mean, that's pretty quick to come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're great.
I mean, he's there within a couple. I mean, that's
a small town. He was here within a couple hours.
It's fast.
Uh-huh.
Guy shows up and says, it's electric.
Uh-huh. He says, it's electric. No problem. And so then we're feeling stupid, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh. He turns it on. Nothing happens. Nope. Dead. Nope. Mm-mm, not happening.
So that's now two.
So now there's two ovens are both broken.
Two broken ovens in your home. 4,000 square feet, two broken ovens. Got it.
And my cake is ready to go in the oven, so I put it in the toaster oven.
That's so rural Georgia of you.
I know it is, isn't it?
It's like when in doubt, just throw it in the next hottest thing you can
find.
That's
exactly right.
So you threw it in the toaster. Did that actually work? Did that mm-hmm. bake it?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
But you still had a big problem though. I mean, you still have Thanksgiving dinner you have to prepare.
Correct.
So what did you guys end up doing?
Well, we used the toaster oven and we just kind of did dishes in stages all day Thursday. We would do a dish, cook a dish, take it out, put another one in, take it out, put another one in, take it out, put another one in, take it out. And then Jim wanted to do a turkey, so he did that on the grill outside. So that was cool. So it took us literally all day long. Well, we ate at 3 o'clock and we started at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's probably the worst thing that can go wrong, right? Like, I can't think of, when she told me this, I was like, I just can't think of many other things that could have gone wrong.
I know.
Thanksgiving dinner. I bet there's nobody listening that had something more unfortunate. When it came to if something sad happened, obviously it's one thing, but I'm talking about unfortunate happened.
Right.
I guarantee you there's not many other things I can think of that would make a Thanksgiving dinner go wrong more than the actual oven breaking the day before. But if you've got a story you want to share, you can always call 888-Kramer-8. We'll get your story on the podcast because I'm just like, what? Where was the biggest meltdown, by the way? Because I'm sure Dad had a meltdown sometime in this process.
No. And where was
really?
Well, you know, he had chemo on Tuesday.
Oh.
So he wasn't feeling great. He's like, you know. But he was sweet. I mean, he called the gas company and, you know, we knew there was no way we'd get a repairman. But he did get in touch with someone that can come on Monday. So that was good. But, you know, that didn't help us out. But no, he remained pretty calm. He didn't have enough energy to get upset, honestly.
That was a blessing then. You're kind of like thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, you're like, thank God for chemo in this day. Uh-huh. Of all the times that chemo had to be, I felt that way. I mean, how do you think Thanksgiving was? All in all, your Thanksgiving report?
Oh, it was great. It really was great. I mean, we just had to laugh about it, you know? We just had to laugh about it. And we went on our way and we made all the dishes that we had planned on making. And it was just the four of us. And Brian was so funny. He said the blessing, and thank you for this wonderful, quiet Thanksgiving, which we may never see again.
Yeah, it's true. Considering we're now, you know, about 30 days away from the Yancey's, you know,
Christmas
redo.
Vacation.
Yeah. If you've seen the Chevy Chase movie, it's kind of like that, but except everyone gets in a fight somehow. We're not even sure how it happens, but I guarantee you there'll be some kind of fight going on.
Oh,
man,
geez.
This, I'm going to tell you what, like this podcast is about to get so good. There's going to be so much drama happening in the next couple of weeks, man. Like I can't even imagine the stories that we're going to be able to share.
Ooh, baby.
Just mm-hmm. the course of not just the holidays, but the triplets are coming. In case you're new mm-hmm. to our podcast, my sister's having triplets. Dear Maggie is having triplets, which as of today, time of recording, she is still not pregnant. She's probably the size of a horse at this point, though. But yeah, that's a little sneak preview of what's to come over the next couple of weeks for
Life
Certified
is going
Mama's
to be
Boy.
Exciting.
It's mm-hmm. going to be good. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is.
What kind of weirdo travels on Thanksgiving? Like, I had this weird judgment moment where, like, I looked around every single person that was flying on Thanksgiving, and I was thinking to myself, what is wrong with you? Like, where did your life go wrong? And I actually got kind of sad. I was like, does your family not love you? Did someone pass away and you have nowhere to go? It's really weird, this judgmental thing you have, and I'm sure people have the same thing with me as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I came back from the Cayman Islands on Thanksgiving, which, by the way, huge plug to any person that wants to travel on a holiday, it is so easy. It was the easiest travel day of my life. And I've traveled, you know, maybe two years ago, I traveled on Christmas Eve.
Right.
That was kind of hectic. Yeah. But I don't know that I've traveled on a holiday ever. Uh-huh. If y'all can just get over the fact that like you're missing all the good stuff, it is a great day to fly because there. So I just my flight from the Cayman Islands going back to it was a stopover in Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. and my trip from Fort Lauderdale back to Maryland. I think there were 50 people on the flight.
Wow.
And I promise you, as I sit there, I literally was trying to sit there and because I had about an hour layover.
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking to myself, like I looked around the room and I kept making up stories in my head about why these people weren't actually at a Thanksgiving dinner. And maybe I was just bored, but I was like, oh man, like, like that poor woman right there. She got divorced this year,
and she doesn't up stories.
Yeah, she doesn't want to spend it with her family because they're gonna ask too many questions. Oh, see that family right there traveling right there? Well, they got exiled from their family last year because they voted for somebody and their family voted for somebody else. Like I literally had nothing else to do, so I made up stories. There was one guy. I wish I was creepy enough to take a picture of this. There was one man that I swear to you was dressed as the Grinch. Now, he wasn't actually the Grinch, but he had like this like furry green shirt on and like furry green Nikes. And I kept sitting there thinking like, is he trying to resemble the Grinch? Like, I wish I would have snuck a picture for y'all because like I would throw that bad boy in the certified fans page and like, no hate. Listen, no hate. But I'm like, I just wondered. I was like, I can't be the only person that – thought this man looked like the Grinch. And I wonder like when he looked in the mirror that day, if he was like, this is Grinch chic. Like I'm really, this is what I was going for. Maybe it's like his statement for Thanksgiving, you know, I don't know. But I did decide to go to Cayman Islands. We missed our More Mama's Boy show on Thursday. I was telling you, man, like I was stressing going because I just didn't know. Like if I was going to be able to handle it, I told you guys I had a really, really bad setback in my concussion. I was super dizzy and I was like, I don't know if this is going to be a good idea. The last thing I want to do is go on vacation and be sick and have to just like sit in the, you know, the hotel the whole time and just feel like shit. There's nothing worse. I mean, there's nothing worse than feeling shit. Like, you know, especially if you ever had vertigo or any kind of dizziness before, like you already feel like shit. In your own house, you feel like shit.
Right.
But if you ever felt like shit outside of your house,
it's terrible.
The shittiness only gets worse, right?
It does.
Man, just picture this. And y'all know me. I know I'm such a hypochondriac, right? So I'm like, all right. I consulted with my 1 million doctors that I have, tried to get all of their opinions in. I made a tally chart to see if I pros and cons of should I go or should I not. And I decided I was going to go because basically I'd already paid for it. And honestly, I needed like a break from reality. This reality I'm living in right now is like a nightmare. Yes. So I'm like, I'm going to try to go. Like this would be good for me. And worst case scenario, at least I feel like shit, but it's pretty outside, right? So I went.
And it's warm.
And it's warm. And like, so at least I can see the heat from inside my hotel room. So I drugged myself up. I'm on anti-nausea medicine, anti-dizzy medicine. I got in that bad boy plane. I'll tell you, for those who keep up with this podcast, it's the one time that Southwest wanted to argue with me about flying disability. In case you don't know, I have an ear condition too, which I fly disability on. We've talked about it's a disability gray area. Right.
Yeah.
But for now, I really do. My ears are flared up. I really do need to like sit in front of the wing. Right. So I go to fly disability and I answered one of the pre-screening questions wrong. It was just dumb. I just wasn't thinking it was early. I just said the wrong answer. I said, no, I corrected myself. And the guy was like, you already said the wrong answer. And I was like, yeah.
You only get one try.
Yeah. Like, what is this? This is some kind of weird, like, yeah, like do or die, sudden death. Like right. What? No, I answered the question incorrectly. Now I'm correcting myself.
Right.
And that's it. He was like, I mean, literally, y'all, this man wanted to fight with me. We spent about 5 minutes and I went deep on this guy because I was like, listen, like, you know, I answered the question wrong. Like, because the night before I couldn't sleep. So I'd already taken my anti-dizzy medicine, which makes me tired. But then since I couldn't sleep, I decided to take a melatonin on top of that. So now I'm like in this weird, like deathly haze. It's like one level above being dead. I feel like, you know, I was just like, I'm here, but like, I'm not present. Plus I'd already taken my, a new dose of anti-dizzy medicine. Duh. So like, I'm just zoned out. Right. And I answered the question incorrectly. This guy wanted to argue with me. This man wanted to argue with me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, so we spent, I don't know, 5-ish minutes going back and forth. I answered, I need a seat. Like I need to be front. Well, you answer the wrong way. He goes, I said, well, what am I supposed to do? He goes, I don't know. Maybe you should ask somebody else to help you. And I said, okay. I went to the guy standing right next to him. And I said, I need to get a disability pre-board. And at that point, the man like literally stepped back in the other guy's way. He's like, no, he already answered the question incorrectly. He can't board. No. I'm like, why are we fighting over this?
No.
So I then call Southwest because I'm like, all right, like I really got to be in one of these, you know, front seats. Like I just got to be, right? Uh-huh. Like I've got so much anxiety. Like this is not the time to F around with this. So I call Southwest and I'm kind of emotional. Like I'm kind of in tears because I'm just like so stressed out already with everything going on. And now I've like fought with this guy. He's like trying to make me feel like I'm a damn criminal or something. Mm-hmm. And so the woman's like, after I like give her this tearful response, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I'm ticketing. So like, I can only help you book a flight.
Like, oh no.
She goes, but you can ask for a supervisor on duty. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing. Didn't know they're super, I mean, I should have guessed, I guess, but so I went to a different, whole different area to like, it was the flight to Phoenix or something. I'm like, hi, I need to speak to a supervisor, please, which I hate saying. There's nothing worse in 2023 than saying, I need to speak to your manager, but I needed to. Right. So woman comes over, she was very helpful. And I was like, listen, I think you need to go like handle that man. Like, I don't think you really want to like, because in all seriousness, my thing was like, people have disabilities and I have this weird thing now. And it's so annoying, but like, I feel like I have to like stand up for people that like won't stand up for themselves or an actual disability can't stand up at all. And so I was just thinking, I was like, if I was in like a wheelchair or if I was like, if I was an old person,
obvious that they could see,
right? Like, yes. This man's got to have more flexibility with people that really need disability. I'm not that I don't really, really need it, but I mean, like I need it, but I don't like really, really need it. Right. But if I was like somebody, if I was an old person already kind of confused and I answered the question the wrong way, so then I feel like I got to make a damn, you know, I got to be the poster child of disability. Right. Fine. So I told the woman, like, you need to go like fix this with this guy, 'cause this is going to be really bad for some people, you know? Mm-hmm. And I sent an email to Southwest saying the same thing. Like, this is really, I don't think this is something you guys really want to mess around with.
Right.
You know, like it's probably going to get you in some kind of trouble if somebody with it, you know, wants to file a lawsuit that I would never file a lawsuit again about it. But like, just more of like
somebody would.
Well, I just don't want to inconvenience people that really, truly, you know, you know, it's a simple question that could be corrected, but and here's the question. I'll tell you what the question is. And you tell me if you'd be confused over this too. I'm not telling you to use this. Don't abuse the system, but this is the question they ask you. If you go up, they can't say like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like they're not allowed to ask that question.
Yeah.
So what they ask you is they say this, they say, do you need a specific seat on the plane? Mm-hmm. And I never know how to answer that question because I don't need like a specific seat. Like I don't need to be in like row 2, seat B, right? Uh-huh. Like I just need to be in front of the wing. I have to be in the quietest part of the plane, which is the front and in the center, as front and center as I can get, the better for me, right? It's the quietest part. And just so you know, that's the quietest part of the airplane. If you ever need to know that, now you know.
I did not know that.
So I don't need a specific seat. Like I always am like, well, no, I don't need like a, cause I'm always like, are they trying to ask me like what seat I need? You know?
Right.
And I always get confused where I say yes or no. Then if you answer apparently if you say no, then they say, go F yourself and we don't care about your disability. But if you say yes, the follow-up question they always ask is, do you need assistance down the runway? That's the only two questions they ask you for disability. That's all you need to know. But yeah, first question is kind of confusing, right? Because I don't need a specific seat. Like, I don't need to sit in any one specific seat. I just need to be in front of the wing as close as possible
in the center as possible. You need to be in a specific area.
Right. So anyway, I got in a fight with Southwest over that. But I finally got on the plane. Nervous wreck. The whole flight down there, I'm like, I'm going to get sick. I'm like, don't look out the window. Look out the window. But, you know, I was having some issues, nothing catastrophic. My eyes, for some reason, were giving me like a lot of issues on the flight. My ears were giving me a little bit of issues. Got a little bit of motion sick. But all things considered, with medicine and everything else, I got down there. And I was really proud of myself for pushing myself to do that. Mm-hmm. It was a big risk. It was a risk. And a lot of you guys said, about 50% of y'all said, don't do it. Like 50% of people like, don't risk it. It's not worth it. You're going to feel like shit on vacation. That's like the worst. Maybe you need medical help. How are you going to get it? Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I pushed myself and I had a very good time. I don't know if you've ever been to the Cayman Islands before. Mom, you've been before? You haven't been, have you?
No.
I've been to a lot of the islands, right? Like I've been to a lot of the Caribbean and the Cayman Islands is literally just rich Florida people on vacation, I decided. I was kind of expecting like a fun cultural experience like I've gotten in the other Caribbean islands, but it was not. It was literally all white families and elderly humans that decided to all go on vacation at the same time. And so it wasn't really reminded me honestly, and it's beautiful, by the way. It's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go, if you ever like, it's just not quite the explorative trip I think that we were hoping. I think that, you know, because typically I like to like go and hike and, you know, get away from it all. Cayman Islands is beautiful. Caribbean, you know, clear waters. Mom, I sent you a couple pictures and I'll post some on Instagram too, but
you should.
I literally like, it's, if you want to go sit on a beach, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you really want to explore and get out and get like cultured, that's not it. That's not like the space, because it's really just people from Florida on vacation, I realize. And they're sick of being in Florida. So instead they go to the Cayman Islands. I would say that I was probably one of the only people there without children or that was under the age of 70. Like one of two demographics you could be in between that. Also, just a heads up, because I know that y'all know, there's one thing that I care about when it comes to traveling, and that's the cost of everything. The Cayman Islands is terribly expensive. Mm. It is awfully expensive. You see a price, and in case you don't know, the Cayman Islands, and I didn't know this until I got there, is actually part of Great Britain. And so when you get there, like the prices already seem really high. Like if you go to a restaurant, let's say a plate is, you know, $20, which like, okay, not terrible, but you got to remember that's in like Cayman Island money, and actually the price is about 25% higher than what it actually says it's going to be. So just for like a plate alone, you're going to spend like $25-$30. That's without anything else, no alcohol, no nothing else. If you're going to the drink, I'm just saying, like, just save your money. Or I just found myself going to the grocery store more often and just buying. I'm like, I could just eat a bag of chips for lunch. The bag of chips is like $9. Y'all, this is no bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
What are those things? The Clementine, the cutie Clementines. You know what I mean?
Like mandarin oranges.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, they're already, that's like one of those things you only buy when things are going good. You know what I mean? Like the smaller the orange, the more expensive they get for some reason. Like a navel orange, reasonably priced. For some reason, these little tiny oranges in the bag, you're like, when you buy those, you feel like you're upper class, you know?
Right.
You
get that feeling of like $8 a year.
Yeah, like you're somebody, right? And so the first day I got there, I didn't know the exchange rate yet.
Oh.
And so I go and I see that I'm thinking that things are less expensive for some reason. So I see one of these bags and I'm like, I do love those cuties. They're delicious. I'm on vacation. they're $14.
Oh God!
So like I should, you know, if I'm going to treat myself, it's $14. I'm gonna get one of these bags. Word. Y'all, that's $14 Cayman. So then like, really, that's like a damn $20 bag of oranges. And then I'm really not sure how I'm doing anymore, because I'm like, that's like, you get that feeling on vacation where you're like trying to ignore prices, you know? Uh-huh. But then like reality creeps back in. It's like, it's the holidays. Like retirement's coming up.
Yeah.
And like you're sitting there at your hotel, like crying while you eat your, you know, $20 oranges because you're like, these are so delicious, but I shouldn't have splurged.
But now I can't eat dinner.
That was a whole meal.
I used all my money.
So you're sitting there just eating bags of oranges by yourself because you spent too much, you know? Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
I actually have a really sad story, but something I want to talk about that I don't know that there's anybody else in the world. I know there is. I know there is. I actually did some Googling and found out this was a real condition, but didn't realize it was a thing until this trip. And I travel, you know, I travel a few times a year. And every time I travel, this one thing happens to me. And I don't think anyone's ever talked about this because it's almost too real for most people, I would assume. Like it's like the opposite of like how you want to be perceived, I think, in the world. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about that on our Thursday show, our More Mama's Boy show, because it's, y'all, we're just trying to have fun today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's just, we're just trying to get back in the swing of things.
Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom's ovens are broken. Like, we just got a lot going on right now. Dramaggie's, you know, got three babies and we got a lot. Got a lot to process right now. So we'll talk about it on our Thursday show. My mom asked if she should do a quote today. I told her no. I don't know. I can't really get the vibe on the quotes. People, it's like hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, people either seem to love them or they seem to not like them. And I really liked doing a daily quote. When we had a daily show, it was almost like a built-in way to have like some positivity.
Right.
But I don't know if a quote of the week really makes sense anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I don't know that we need to do it. You know, it stimulates some interesting conversation, but
we've gone to some really deep places. Like, I don't think we would have gone there naturally.
Know. No, we wouldn't have had we not been discussing the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It kind of is like a catalyst to like, because it's not like we're sitting down and I'm like, okay, today we're going to talk about childhood trauma.
Our theme of the day is.
Yeah, like, and talk about how it affects us in today's life. You
no,
know,
we
like,
never do that. And you never know what quote I'm going to say.
No, I never know. And so.
I don't really spend a whole lot of time figuring it out either. I just look at them and I have a whole list of quotes that I love.
Now, my mom literally has a whole, like, she makes a list. This is no bullshit. Like, I don't want you to think she like just does this for the show, but she literally has like a list of quotes that she does. Or like if she likes a quote, she saves it.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I don't know my feeling on it.
Okay.
I think this is really up for debate.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're not going to put a quote in today for today's show. And then why don't you tell me how that feels?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Give
like
us some feedback.
If it's hashtag bring back the quote, then let us know and we can bring it back. But I feel like, here's the thing. Since we don't have I'm kind of taking like a book from radio here for a second. Mm-hmm. And basically with radio, the way it is now with, you know, the people not listening as long as they used to. We basically had to like cut a lot of fluff out and just do the best stuff.
Right.
Because it's what people want to hear. Right.
Right.
And so my mentality with this podcast is kind of the same way, which is, you know, when we have 5 days to kill,
yeah,
we can have some fluffier stuff in there. If it's not like a banger, I call it a banger. Like if it's not something that's like A++,
right.
Like I know there's some things you guys love. Like I know you love Ask My Moms, and we have so many Ask My Mom. I literally had to respond to a couple of people and say, I'm so sorry, but like they were kind of time sensitive. I'm like, we're just not gonna be able to get to that right now.
Uh-huh.
But I know you love Ask My Mom. So like we're gonna keep doing Ask My Mom. We are gonna keep doing what else do you guys? There's a few things I know you guys. Jimmy Mack, you love having Jimmy Mack, and we're keeping like certain things I know you guys love that we'll keep doing and we'll do them more often. But if the quote's just like mediocre and it just feels like it's like a filler, then I don't see the need to really like do it. So anyway, let me know. Call, text, DM. I'm gonna try to start getting back on Instagram more now that I'm back and starting to feel a little bit better. I don't know. That's how I'm feeling right now. I may disappear again. I don't know.
Geez, you better not.
No, I just, Instagram's hard for me because I really do try to read every single message.
Uh-huh.
And what I find is, and like respond, because I do, it's like our way of connecting with each other. Like, I feel like I'm friends with most of you guys.
Right.
But what I find is when I post, I get a lot more messages than if I don't post. So since I'm, you know, since my eyes have been kind of screwy and everything, right, and my, I just find that like kind of disappearing for a while until I'm able to kind of keep up with it more frequently,
yes,
has kind of been an easier solution. But you can DM me, and I'll get back to you, I promise, as soon as I can. But call, text, you know, do what you got to do. It's hashtag bring back the quote if you're passionate about it. And I'm just going to assume if we don't hear from a lot of people, that you're just not that passionate about it. And then we'll drop it from coming back in 2024, which is right around the corner, by the way. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
I know.
Today's podcast, this whole week, is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. And very thankful for these guys. Y'all, it's that time of year. Let me tell you, if you are not in therapy, Thanksgiving probably made you realize you need to be, right? Like, time with the family is if anybody, you know, I can tell you from last year, like it's hard, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this time of year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's natural, just so you know, to feel stressed, anxious, sad about some things. Like, the holidays has a way, like Thanksgiving could have evoked some kind of emotion in you. And I need you to know that's okay. And just knowing the holidays are now upon us, same thing. Just know there's going to be a wave of all kind of emotions hitting you over the next 30 days or so. And that's okay. And therapy actually can be a bright spot for you to deal with all this stuff, right? Like, the holidays are very stressful. Call them what you will. And it can be, it's the happiest season of all. Got it. But it can be really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always look forward to, like, and my therapist told me this a couple of weeks ago, and I'll pass this along to you, is like, you're kind of just carving out some space, right? To like get away from like the kid. For me, it's like, I spend so much time right now going to doctor's visits, dealing with the legal repercussions of everything that I'm trying to deal with. Like, therapy is like my hour away. And BetterHelp is like the same thing. It's like your time away. It's like this safe little island away from everything chaotic in your life. It may not be the holidays. It could be something else, but I know this holiday is going to bring something up for you. And BetterHelp's there for you. Honestly, if you're thinking about starting therapy or like just feeling overwhelmed by the holidays, give BetterHelp a try. See what you think. I love BetterHelp. I love it. It's the easiest therapy I've ever done. It's the most effective because you meet once a week. And like, it doesn't feel like a burden because you're literally doing it right from your phone or your computer. And that's what I love about it. So find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer. Okay, speaking of holiday stuff, it is the best time of year to be a certified fan.
Oh,
and I'm telling you this because it is time. We have officially kicked off my favorite thing that we did all last year. I'm hoping to have the same type of fun and success with this. It is time for the certified fans' Secret Santa. And so if you weren't here for this last year, let me explain. Certified fans are people that contribute $6 a month to the show, right? All that goes to production cost and everything it takes to make this podcast. And basically, we just crowdsource so that nobody, including myself, has to feel overwhelmed by the cost of this podcast. Pretty expensive to produce. You'd be surprised. It's not to pay the talent, by the way, but the talent works for free.
Yes.
And it shows, you know? Some of these, you know, Joe Rogan gets paid a lot of money.
Person that has talent.
To do his podcast. You know, some of these podcasts are making a lot of money. We're not making anything. At this point, I'm just trying to pay the podcasting bills. You know what I mean? So, so thank you for contributing. It's $6 a month, and we've always promised you extra perks that come with that. And one of those perks that you're going to get this time of year, I'm sorry, I'm getting so distracted right now. I've got to see what the hell's going on outside.
Oh,
wow. Okay. So I live near the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened here. I just saw like these flashing lights. It seemed like there was a cop or something, but then I was like, is that cop coming from the water? Like, what's happening? Someone is like getting their boat like pushed back in to the dock, I guess.
Oh, it's like a boat wrecker?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like Wreck-It Ralph, but like boat style.
Uh-huh.
Or Wreck-It Ralph wasn't up. Who am I thinking? I'm thinking of the Mater.
Know.
I think it was it Mater, the tow truck from Cars? Anyway, I'm having a seizure over here as I'm watching these lights. Anyway, it's very hard, very distracting. Anyway, back to the fact. Certified fan Secret Santa is really cool. Basically, what this is if you choose to participate, you're going to get matched with another certified fan. You probably, I mean, chances are you're not going to know. It could be me, it could be my mom, it could be my, you know, whoever else, Dan, if he takes part. I don't know. People, Matt Dramaggy, I don't know if she will this year or not. I don't know.
Jimmy Mack,
like you just don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, and basically any certified fan that participates, literally you sign up to do our Secret Santa, and then like we just mail each other a gift. So like it's just one gift, and I don't want to make it seem like it doesn't need to be a huge. We just talked about like holiday stress. I don't want it to be like, oh my gosh, well, I don't have an extra $50 to send somebody. Yo, if the financial thing is too tight, totally understand. I don't think it's necessarily so much about the gift as it is just about like the sentiment of like a stranger that like you're meeting maybe for the first time that also listens to this podcast.
Right.
Last year was so fun to watch this because people from all over the country, like people, I remember, people from California might send somebody from Georgia, something that, you know, reminded them of California, or, somebody from Tennessee would send somebody from Seattle something. And like, just these nice little holiday gifts that I promise you will make you smile when you get it in the mail. And that's really all this is about. It's literally here just to make you smile and to feel more connected and to hopefully pass that happiness on to somebody else. And I hope you'll participate. I think last year we had about 50 people that did it. And it was just really fun to see the gifts opening up and people got really excited when they saw, you know, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You know, and they posted on the certified fans page and it was just really fun. So deadline is the 10th. All the information, if you're a certified fan, is on the Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, you need the information, just text me and I will give it to you. I'll make sure you're a certified fan and I'll send you the information. It's only for certified fans. It's just like a little fun thing, a little perk for saying thank you for being a family member of Certified Mama's Boy and happy holidays, you know, from somebody else listening to this podcast somewhere, possibly all over the world. You know, we people that listen all over the world to this podcast. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
Hopefully you'll join us and be a part of that. If you want to join Certified Fans, by the way, if you're not one, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Like I said, $6 a month, 100% of it goes. Well, actually, that's not true. I want to be honest with you where all this money goes. There's a 35-cent processing fee. And then there's a 50-cent fee that basically is the technology which brings you that Thursday show, right? So I got to pay them to have this little, you know, wall. I call it a paywall or whatever you want to call it, so that you can get that certified fans extra feed. So I corrected myself. It's actually $5.25 or whatever. I just want to be honest about our finances with you. Text fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And let's get some people signed up and support the podcast.
Yeah, join the fun for the holidays. It's so nice.
We need it. You're like, wonder what you can do for old Crames to make him feel good for the holidays. That's it. Just become a certified fan. That always when I get the email that said we have somebody new join, it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel like you guys, this means something to you. So thank you for being a part of it. Mom, what do you think? Where do you think the transition goes from like, I'm trying to be like cute and I care about my appearance to I don't give a shit. I just want to be comfortable. Like, where does that transition happen? Like, for you, when was that?
Oh, well, you think that's happened to me? I haven't done that yet.
Well, do you feel guilty?
No, I want to be cute all the time.
You always want to be cute.
No, I don't. When does that happen? When you just...
Yeah, like, when did you notice when you were like, I really care about what people think about me and my appearance, too. I don't give a shit. I just want to be comfortable or feel good in what I'm wearing.
I retired.
Oh, wow. That's long.
Uh-huh. And moved to Dawsonville.
mine was age 40. Mine was age 40. Yeah. y'all, okay. And like, I don't know if this has happened to you yet, but it's a really liberating place to be. I'm still like getting used to it. Now keep in mind, like I've been in the public eye for a long time. And so scrutiny of everything that I do is much higher than normal people. And I've always felt like this need to like look cute, and look, you know, presentable. And my social media is such a pain in the ass as it is. And so there's always like in the back of my mind, or just what will people think of me? Even my friends or whatever, I'm not dressed, you know, looking nice, whatever it is. That shit went out the window for this trip. And no. So I told you, like, you know, in case you're newer to our podcast, I have this concussion that I'm dealing with, and you know, it comes to a lot of tricky things. And one of the things that I struggle with right now is bright lights. And so I knew that going on this trip that something I was going to struggle with was dealing with the sun.
Right.
But I have, you know, I've got a few pair of sunglasses, and I was like, well, I'm going to bring every pair. I think I have four pairs of sunglasses. I'm going to bring every pair with me. Oh, maybe about three. I'm bringing three pairs of sunglasses with me and then kind of see which one feels the best as I'm, you know, sitting in the sun. Mm-hmm. Well, I get down there, and day one, I realize, holy shit, like these aren't enough to like sit and like baking in the sun. These like aren't enough. And so I was like, man, but they're like the stylish sunglasses, you know, I paid a lot of money for these sunglasses.
I look good in these.
Yeah, I look good in these. So I had to really think, like, what's more important to me? Like, do I want to feel okay? My eyes feel okay for this trip, or do I not give a shit? And just want to like look presentable. Like people look at me, like, do I want to look presentable? And I decided I'm going to go for the comfortable route. Right. I decided like, no matter what I look like, I made a commitment to myself. No matter what I look like, I am going to be comfortable on this trip. I'm going to do what I need to do to keep the sun out of my eyes. Y'all, I want you to picture it. So I went to the grocery store, and I got one of those pairs, you know, the old people sunglasses, Mom, you know what I'm talking about?
And the wraparounds.
Like, yeah. It wasn't like they take old people sunglasses and go back like one step. They may be female sunglasses. I don't know. They were, to be honest with you, they were $1.99.
Oh, geez.
Which in US is probably $150. I don't know. But I want you to imagine these ugly ass, big ass sunglasses. And I didn't stop there. I could have stopped there. I said, no, you know what? I need to really protect myself. I'm going to just minimize the sun as much as possible in my eyes.
Don't you tell me you bought a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
One of those old people round hats. You know what I'm talking about? Like, not the cool, trendy one, like the bucket hats the kids are wearing. I'm talking like the old man of the beach hats, man. If you're wondering why I'm not posting a lot of pictures from vacation, I'm literally looking like an 85-year-old person on my vacation. And I literally didn't give a shit.
No.
I literally was like, you know what? Like, there just comes a day I feel like where you're just like, I'm going to do what I know this looks ugly and tacky and stupid right now. Like, I look ridiculous, but I don't even care.
Well, like, there was no one there you had to impress.
No, nor do I care. Even if like I had all of my friends and family there, I'm in the comfort era of my life. Yes. And it's been really nice. And I don't know if it's like a post-COVID thing. Yo, I would not be caught dead in these sunglasses. And I'll post them on the certified fans page, these geriatric sunglasses. I didn't post them publicly. I might when I post everything, but I look like this is your grandfather's outfit at the beach. And I did not care. I did not care. And I will say it's the most liberating thing. Now, I don't know if I'll feel that way moving forward, but like I even wear sweatpants way more in public than I used to. This might be a post-COVID thing. Mm. I don't care. Honestly, if you've never worn old people sunglasses, it takes these people 75 years too long to realize it's actually pretty nice. You know what I mean? I'm like, Mom, I know you don't have these yet, but I'm going to be honest with you. When you get there, like, why are we waiting? Like, why do we wait till retirement to do weird things like that?
To protect your eyes from the sun?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
We have to wait until we have cataracts.
Yo, I was like, whoa, like, this is nice. This feels like a luxury. I got, like, full protection. My eyes, I'm in a cave. I don't even know if I'm outside. I can't see shit. I don't even know where I am right now. Bumping into walls and everything. Got a damn tan line over my, you know, sunglasses. I don't know where I was. I think I was in Cayman Islands. I may have actually just been in South Florida. I'm not sure. Couldn't see past the sunglasses. I may have just been in Maryland at a pool. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to say this. The comfort era, love it. Old people sunglasses, not that bad. Maybe just try a pair on and see what you think. All right. Let's get Ask My Mom. I appreciate all the Ask My Mom messages coming in. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. We're just not doing as many anymore, clearly. This is an advice segment that we do on the show. And the premise behind this is if you ever need some motherly advice, my mom has been a mom now for 44 years. And she's got some wisdom to pass along, right? So if you ever find yourself in a dilemma, go to certifiedmamasboy.com and click on Contact Us. Send us your dilemma. My mom will give you your best advice. And we, as your podcast family, hop in and try to give you our two cents as well. So, Mom.
Okay.
What do we have today?
Dear Mama Nancy, I had a question about couples presents. Background. I have been married for 6 years, and gift giving really isn't a strong suit for me. But for my husband, he is a gift master, always has the best and most thoughtful gifts for me. So at Thanksgiving, we were at my sister's house and I saw she had a Keurig, a fancy one. I loved it and really wanted it.
I like how you said a fancy one.
A fancy one. A real fancy one.
Somebody hit rewind and go back to listen how she said that. A fancy one. That was funny.
I loved it and really wanted it. I mentioned it to my husband and he said, yeah, that's really nice. Then I saw that they were on sale on Black Friday, so I got one for Christmas for him. I told my sister that I got him one and she told me that he didn't really want it. He didn't really want it that much. And this was more of a gift for me. I didn't think so. He said it was nice. She told me to return it and get him something that he individually would really like. Do you think this is more for me than him? Should I get him something else? Oof. This doesn't feel like a couple's present.
Oh my gosh.
Oof. Oh my. I think if I gave him that, I would give him something personal too. It does kind of feel like a couple's gift to me, especially since she wanted the fancy one. The
fancy one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like one time Jim gave me a vacuum cleaner or something for Christmas, and I was like, don't you ever give me something that makes me work. No, don't do it.
Yeah, man.
But this is, I mean, it is, I mean, yeah, I get it. I get it. I don't know, though. I mean.
I don't, yeah.
You know
I don't.
Him better than I do. But
I don't know how it's going to be. I thought this couples, you know, it's weird because obviously when you buy a gift, like, does it have to be only, like, if you're in a relationship, does it have to be only for that person to use?
I don't think so. After you've been married for a while, and they have been married for 6 years.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, when you give dad gifts, I mean, it's mostly stuff for him. Like when I give my ex-wife gifts, like it was stuff exclusively for her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always
like,
personal.
How does that hit, you know, where a gift could be used by either person.
And she will use it for sure. Sounds like it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Because I don't know. Mean, you know, if he said, because her argument is like, he said it's nice, right? But it doesn't sound like he necessarily wanted it, per se. Right. But if he said it's nice.
Right.
Because I don't know how, you know, we're going to talk love languages here and everything else. But I don't feel like, most guys don't do well with gifts, you know, like, or being verbal about gifts or whatever. So if he's not the most, like, if he's hard to buy for, then like maybe, hey, this is nice, is all you're going to get. And if it's, hey, it's nice, then like, do you think he'd take it personally if he got it? And he's like, this is actually something you wanted more than I did. You know, like, is that, could she always go back and rest on the fact that you said, hey, that's nice. You know, like, Mom, what's the rule here? I mean, you've been married for, we didn't even talk about your anniversary.
Well, I think that if.
Wait, how many years? Let's celebrate that really quick.
You want to back that up?
Yeah.
52
years. They celebrated it over our little hiatus for the holiday.
Yeah. November 19th.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Happy anniversary. Long time.
Let's have a drink. Okay. Happy anniversary. Love you. Love you too. Okay.
There you go.
We're good.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving on with our life.
Yeah. Let's try to get to the next year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think that if Jim and I were going, if I wanted to buy something that we both would use, I would want an agreement that it would be a couple's gift, that we would agree that it would be a gift for both of us.
So do that in reverse, though. Imagine that he got you something.
Well, he did. He got me a vacuum cleaner one time.
Yeah, but that seems do something that's like, the Keurig makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you guys would both, and it's not work. It's like,
it's fancy too.
It's yeah, right. Fancy. It's a fancy one.
Uh-huh. The fancy.
You know,
which
what
that's
is,
no joke. Those are expensive.
No, they are. $200 probably. Yeah. They're expensive. I got the cheap one and it's still too much for me.
Yeah.
But you know, so to take something that's like, you know, Let's do this. Here's a great example. Let's say that Dad for Christmas got you a new TV. Now, my dad watches TV all the time, all day, all day, every day. So let's just say that for Christmas you open a box and it's a new TV, and like obviously like you'll enjoy it,
right?
Like you watch TV too, but he watches it 90% more, yeah, than you do. Mm-hmm. Like, would that make you feel a certain way? Are you like maybe you'd like seen the TV at some point? You're like, oh, that's a nice TV.
Yeah.
You know, but you didn't ask for it per se. Like, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, I would feel cheated.
Okay. So, no, you think she needs to return it then?
Well, maybe so, now that you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about this one. I mean,
I don't.
It depends on the person, you know?
I think it also just depends on, like, because the problem is, like, let's be honest, like, the holiday gift says a lot about your relationship too.
Mm-hmm, that's right? True.
Like it really can really F some things up, I feel like, if you give the wrong thing. So I would say it's probably okay, but just don't use it a lot at first.
What do you mean?
Like just don't like let him use it a lot first.
Oh, geez.
You know what I mean? And then like, you know, like a month later, just be like, hey, do you mind if I use your Keurig? Right? Or like when he goes, yeah, be like, hey, go make us some coffee. Make it seem like it's his. Hey, go make us some coffee in your new Keurig.
She keeps drinking coffee out of the old coffee.
Yeah, put the old one like in the basement or something. I don't know. The attic. Go up there and put the
don't
garage.
Drink coffee out of the Keurig. Drink coffee out of the one you have now and just let him use the Keurig.
And then like after a month, I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm kind of kidding, but like then after a month, say, hey, is it okay if I instead of going in the attic every time to brew my coffee out of my Keurig, would it be okay if I just use your Keurig that you got for Christmas? Not that I gave you, but that you got for Christmas.
Jeez.
And then use that one, and then it can be your gift too. That's
so
my final rule.
He's taking ownership of it.
Give it to him. Don't use it. Put yours in the attic. Oh, 30 days, then use his. Final decision.
Oh, jeez.
888 Kramer 8. What do you think? Honestly, like, does that feel shiesty to you, or do you think that'd be okay? 888 Kramer 8. Call us. Text us. Don't forget, honestly, I send all this feedback to anyone that sends me an email. So call text, I always send the certified fans page too with all your comments. So I hope you'll take the time to interact mm-hmm. and be a part of this discussion piece here.
Yes.
888 Kramer 8. All right, Mom, I guess that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, we're off and running towards the end of the year.
Yep.
It's exciting. Come on, guys, sign up if you're not already so you can join us for our Secret Santa. It is a lot of fun, and it's a great way to connect with a new friend. So,
Mama Nancy's going to send out Keurigs.
I wish I could afford it.
To every person that signs up.
Wish I could afford it. I would if I could. That's a great. Yeah. The fancy ones.
The fancy ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mom. Love you.
All right. Love you forever.
Okay, this week is medical hell week for your boy. I have got to get by the time this releases, I'm getting a dizzy test done where apparently for 2 hours, they just try to make you dizzy. Sounds terrible. Then Wednesday, remember that really expensive eye therapy I told you I had to start doing? That starts on Wednesday. I had literally no bullshit. I have 6 doctor's appointments this week. Well, one's therapy. 5 either physical therapies or doctor's visits of some sorts. It's not a fun week. Welcome back, baby. We're not the Cayman Islands anymore. Glad to have you here. I hope I see you on Thursday's show. Hope you'll come join us for more Mama's Boy. If not, have a great week and we'll do this again next week. Thank you so much, by the way, for being a part of our show.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.